the Mike Malloy program. Brad Friedman, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around really, really swell, nice guy with a great deal of patience for all the flying monkeys out there. From bradblog.com, glad you could join us here. I am drafted into duty once again tonight and a couple of days next week for the vacationing Mike Malloy. The Malloys will be back with you, never fear. Until then, you got me, and I got you. And we are broadcasting live from the left coast, beautiful downtown Burbank. Although when I went out to get a breath of fresh air just now, I was able to see the Goodyear blimp circling over Hollywood. Yes, 877-520-1150 is our number tonight. We'd love to hear from you. These are your public airwaves. I know we got a lot of people on the line. And by the way, I know that Mike does not like to hear from the right-wingers, from the flying monkeys. I don't mind at all. I'd be delighted to hear from you. Let's review. Tonight, we've talked about the fact that Acorn was once again found to have not committed any crimes, this time by the GAO. We found that Governor Robert Ehrlich, the Republican from Maryland, who, by the way, I kind of like him because he was calling on the legislature out there a few years ago to dump the 100% unverifiable touchscreen voting machines that they use in Maryland in favor of paper ballots. So that was good. Nonetheless, Robert Ehrlich's top campaign aides were indicted for some election fraud crimes. You can read about that at bradblog.com. And also, we talked about, let's see, the Clay County, Kentucky election officials who were sentenced to 150 years in an election rigging case, including the county clerk, the circuit court judge, the school superintendent, and about six or seven others on the election commissions who were on the election commission out there in Clay County who were gaming the election race after race, year after year, including, now this is the insider election fraud we talked about, including actually changing votes on electronic touchscreen voting machines after the voters had walked away. How did they get away with that? Well, the judge, the circuit court judge here, the one who's now in jail for something like, how many years did he get? 26 and a half years. Good. Cletus Miracle is this jerk's name. Somebody came before his court, this Democratic woman, and said, well, I'll let you off the hook here easy if you switch your registration to Republican from, I'm sorry, she was a Republican, and he said, if you switch your registration from Republican to Democratic, I'll let you off the hook, because then you can serve as a Democratic election judge at the polling place and go along with this scam and change people's votes. And so even though they had a Republican and a Democratic election judge at the polling place, they didn't. They had two Republicans, and the Republicans were going in there and changing people's votes on electronic voting machines after they cast their votes. Year after year, insider election fraud. Got it? Not voter fraud. Not people showing up at the polls saying they were somebody who they weren't. That doesn't happen. But that's what the Republicans want you to believe happens. That's why they're passing these photo ID restrictions to keep legal voters from voting. And that was the other point we made, is that Democratic Governor Jay Nixon in Missouri vetoed the Republicans' voter suppression bill tonight. Thank you, Governor. We do appreciate that. We do support democracy. We do support democracy wherever we find it. We even supported Joe Miller up in Alaska when he was, when he had some problems with those terrible voting machines they use up there in Alaska, the optical scan paper ballots, but they're optical scan. They don't bother to count them. It's terrible. So I was even happy to support Tea Party Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate last year, Joe Miller. I think last night I accidentally called him Scott Brown. Oops. 877-520-1150 is our is our number. So, as I say, if you're a right-winger, you disagreed with anything I have to say, you want to let me have it, you want to that call that guy Hank, remember that guy? He called, sent me some email earlier, said that something like Barack Obama, what was that? I do believe a black man has called for the killing of cops, and then he was invited by another black man to the White House. Except for the fact that it didn't happen. You were misinformed, sir. Hank. Love to hear from you, though. 877-520-1150. We haven't even gotten to Fukushima. Fukushima Daiichi, which is, as Dar Jamal writes over at AJE, Al Jazeera English, that Fukushima is much worse than you think. No kidding. I'll read a little bit of this because it's really bad, but I'll refer you over to Dar Jamal over at AJ English. He speaks with Arnold Gunderson, a former nuclear industry senior vice president. He's a licensed reactor operator with 39 years of nuclear power engineering experience, managing and coordinating projects at 70 nuclear power plants around the U.S. He says the Fukushima nuclear plant likely has more exposed reactor cores than commonly believed. Quote, Fukushima has 3 nuclear reactors exposed and 4 fuel cores exposed, he said. You probably have the equivalent of 20 nuclear reactor cores because of the fuel cores and that they are all in desperate need of being cooled and there is no means to cool them efficiently or effectively. TEPCO, the Tokyo Electric Power Company, has been spraying water on several of the reactors and fuel cores, but this has led to even greater problems, such as radiation being emitted into the air in steam and evaporated seawater, as well as generating hundreds of thousands of tons of highly radioactive seawater that has to be disposed of. The problem is how to keep it cool, says Gunderson. They are pouring in water, and the question is, what are they going to do with the waste that comes out of that system? Because it's going to contain plutonium and uranium. Where do you put that water? Even though the plant is now shut down, fission products such as uranium continue to generate heat and therefore require cooling. Gunderson says the fuels are now a molten blob at the bottom of the reactor. TEPCO announced that they had a melt-through. A meltdown is when the fuel collapses to the bottom of the reactor, and a melt-through means it has melted through some layers. That blob is incredibly radioactive, says Gunderson, and now you have water on top of it. The water picks up enormous amounts of radiation, so you add more water, and you are generating hundreds of thousands of tons of highly radioactive water. Independent scientists have been monitoring the locations of radioactive hotspots around Japan, and their findings are disconcerting. We have 20 nuclear cores exposed. The fuel pools have several cores each. That is 20 times the potential to be released than Chernobyl, says Gunderson. The data I'm seeing shows that we're finding hotspots further away than we had from Chernobyl, and the amount of radiation in many of them was the amount that caused areas to be declared no man's land for Chernobyl. We're seeing square kilometers being found 60 to 70 kilometers away from the reactor. You can't clean all this up. We still have radioactive wild boar in Germany. 30 years after Chernobyl. This story goes on and it gets much worse, but you haven't heard anything about it because for the last 3 weeks, we've only been talking about one thing, not the things that matter, not Fukushima Daiichi, not radiation around the world. The only thing that we've been talking about is
Anthony Weiner.
Weiner.
That's the only thing that really matters, right? Japan's Nuclear Emergency Response Headquarters finally admitted earlier this month that reactors 1, 2, and 3 at the Fukushima plant experienced meltdowns. In the U.S., physician Janet Sherman, M.D., and epidemiologist Joseph Mangano published an essay shedding light on a 35% spike in infant mortality in northwest cities that occurred after the Fukushima meltdown and may well be the result of fallout from the stricken nuclear plant. The eight cities included in the report are San Jose, Berkeley, San Francisco, Sacramento, Santa Cruz, Portland, Seattle, and Boise. And the time frame of the report included the 10 weeks immediately following the disaster, a 35% spike in infant mortality in Northwest cities after the Fukushima meltdown. But you didn't know about it because all the media would talk about
Anthony Weiner.
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 Gunderson, the 39-year nuclear operator, goes on to point out that far more radiation has been released than has been reported. They recalculated the amount of radiation released, but the news is really not talking about this. I wonder why.
Anthony Weiner.
Weiner.
Weiner. Weiner.
Gunderson said the new calculations show that within the first week of the accident, they released 2.3 times as much radiation as they thought they released in the first 80 days. You get that? They released 2.3 times as much radiation in the first week of the accident as they thought they had released in the first 80 days. According to Gunderson, the exposed reactors and fuel cores are continuing to release microns of cesium, strontium, and plutonium isotopes. They are referred to as hot particles. We're discovering hot particles everywhere in Japan, even in Tokyo, he said. Scientists are finding these everywhere. Over the last 90 days, these hot particles have continued to fall and are being deposited in high concentrations. A lot of people are picking these up in car engine air filters. Radioactive air filters from cars in Fukushima Prefecture and Tokyo are now common. And Gunderson says his sources are finding radioactive air filters in the greater Seattle area of the U.S. as well. The hot particles on them can eventually lead to cancer. These get stuck in your lungs or GI tract, and they are a constant irritation, he explained. One cigarette doesn't get you, but over time they do. These hot particles can cause cancer, but you can't measure them with a Geiger counter. Clearly, people in Fukushima Prefecture have breathed in a large amount of these particles. Clearly, the upper west coast of the U.S. has people being affected that got hit pretty heavy in April. But you don't know about it. Because all the media wants to talk about is
Anthony Weiner.
Weiner.
Weiner. Weiner.
Much more straight ahead. Stay with us. Oh, I got to keep going? Okay. Good. Japan nuclear. See? Have the amateur in. Japan's Nuclear Emergency Response Headquarters finally admitted this month that reactors 1, 2, and 3 experienced full meltdown. But again, the most important thing in this country.
Anthony Weiner.
Weiner.
Weiner. Weiner.
Oh, and we haven't even started on Clarence Thomas, have we? By the way, over at the Philadelphia Examiner tonight. Philadelphia? Yeah, Philadelphia Examiner. Finally, someone in the media other than me has called for an investigation of Clarence Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas. I suspect we'll be talking about that next week as well. He quotes the Brad blog and the $700,000 that Justice Thomas's wife didn't disclose. More straight ahead. Brad in from Malloy.
Left on sun, I don't know. Don't really care.
Well, I've been down so good. And it looks like up to me. Well, I've been down so very damn long.
That's right. I also forgot to mention that we're celebrating the anniversary of Joe Barton, congressman from Texas, his apology to BP. For last year, that was 1 year ago today when he apologized for, I don't know what the hell he apologized for. We don't even need to play it. This guy's a jerk. He's received, by the way, $1.5 million in career campaign contributions from the oil and gas industry. Joe Barton. At least he had when he apologized to BP. So here we are a year later. And I'd like to issue my apologies to BP as well. Just wanted to get that on record. The article I was reading there, Fukushima, It's Much Worse Than You Think, is from it's by Dar Jamal. It's over at Al Jazeera English. Dar Jamal, great, great writer, important investigative journalist. Go check out that story. Yeah, I wish we could talk about that in the news. All right, 877-520-1150. Yes, I know the phones are hugely lit up here, so let me get right to them finally. Mike in Chicago, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Mike.
I can't wait to hear Monday night with Clarence Thomas.
Yeah.
I think that was, I believe that was the main reason why they were so hot after Anthony Weiner.
Well, you know what? I'm going to, I think I need to let you go because your phone's not very good. But I appreciate, did you have another point? Let's see if your phone's better. It's not great. You know what? They didn't like Anthony Weiner because Weiner actually stood for something. He was loud and in your face, and he told the truth, other than when he had to lie about these pictures. You know, he was a real progressive. And so, you know, they'll take any chance that they can to go after somebody like him. And, you know, he wasn't set up. He set up himself. But it was something stupid. And frankly, in my opinion, he should have never resigned.
I totally agree with you. It was ridiculous. Bottom line was, I've been listening to the news most of the evening about and I've been hearing Networks Nation earlier on Sirius. But as far as AP's concerned, the only thing that's going on up there is the Republican.
Oh, well, there's a Republican, Republican convention in town. The progressives there, who cares about them? Breitbart is in town up in Minneapolis. That's the most important thing. Thanks for the call, Mike. I got to run to a break here. You're listening to Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Got a bunch of folks on the lines, so we will get to, I'll try to get to everybody if I can. 877-520-1150. Thanks for hanging in there. I do chatter on and on, don't I? Well, I got a lot to say. They don't get me out from behind the keyboard very often to get on your public airwaves, so I got a lot to say. You're listening to Brad Friedman on the Mike Malloy Show. Your calls straight ahead. On me too, Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Gonna get right to your calls here, 877-520-1150. Although D. Abadi, one of my favorite Twitterers, tweets to say, I was pretty close to Andrew Breitbart today at Netroots Nation 11. Yeah, he was out there throwing a fit. Andy. Anyway, D, don't worry, there is likely disinfectant for that. You can tweet me yourself if you like. I am The Brad Blog if you want to follow along on the Twitters, where I have a very nice time, and you can join me. Let's get to, all right, here we go. Finally, some calls. Sanchez in Montebello, California. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Sanchez.
Senor Friedman, a very good evening to you, senor.
Thank you, sir.
Are you sitting in Mamacita's seat again tonight?
Yes, I am. Stephanie Miller's seat,
something.
Yes.
Last time I talked to you, you kind of freaked out when I told you that I got to touch Mamacita's box, and I want to explain what that was.
Yeah.
I actually got to sit in on the show one morning.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and I got to sit in Jim's chair, and I was Richard Green. I was sitting in when Richard Green was the guest host, and I think Tony's working with you tonight,
yeah,
right?
Tony is actually waving.
Tony.
He's saying, yeah, I know. I was here when that guy was here. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Tony was kind enough to bust out Mamacita's box, and I actually got to touch it a few times and show Richard how to operate it.
And that would be, in fact, the little sound box thing with all of her magical sound cues, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the explanation, because I know I freaked you out, and you kind of went, I hope you don't mind, because I want to send you props for reading this story about Fukushima, because not enough people are talking about it. And
tell
even
me about
on progressive radio.
You know what? Because they take the bait, Sanchez. They take the bait. They take the bait from the right wingers. Don't do it. Talk about what matters. Anyway,
This is an issue right here, especially because I was waiting for you. I was hoping you were going to get to the hot particles. They're finding those in milk, and they haven't even talked about that since the first discussion of that. Way back, about 3 weeks after the explosion of the reactors.
March 11th.
So it has not been discussed. And so, I mean, thank you for mentioning Arne Gundersen, because he seems to be a credible source
information. None of this stuff matters, Sanchez. The only thing that matters is
the Anthony Weiner story.
Congressman Anthony Weiner's political scandal.
That's the only thing that matters.
They're doing an effective job of, and unfortunately, this last hour isn't going to be heard in Los Angeles, so it's an important subject. I mean, the amount of strontium that's coming over, that's to be included with what's included in, like, chemtrails, which is never even discussed on Progressive Talk Radio, which includes aluminum, strontium, and barium.
Again,
thanks for discussing that topic. I don't know if we have time to discuss Wisconsin, because that's really what I wanted to call.
I know. So it says Wisconsin, we can't, Sanchez, because now you've taken up all that time talking about Stephanie Miller's box.
Thanks again for doing Fukushima.
Thank you, brother.
You know what? This affects everybody more than Wisconsin. So it's a very important topic.
You know what? It's not either or, but I hear you, Sanchez, and I suspect we will be talking about Wisconsin next week, because I still haven't gotten to just how bad, how appalling, how offensive, how insane that recount was up there in Wisconsin. Ballot bags ripped wide open. Poll tapes dated 6 days before the actual election. Official results, it says. Official election results, March 30, 2011. Well, that's nice. Except the election was April 5th, 2011. Other than that, everything's fine. And no, by the way, for those following along, Waukesha County, the minutes from the recount, the thousands of pages of minutes, the hundreds of pages of exhibits, the objections filed to the recount by Joanne Kloppenberg's attorneys that are all in those minutes, they're still not posted online. Every other county is, 72 counties in Wisconsin, 71 of them have their minutes up. On the GAB, the Government Accountability Board website, the GAB, who certified the election without even bothering to have, much less look, without bothering to even have the minutes from the Waukesha recount, they certified everything as, quote, accurate and correct. Nice, huh? All right, let's go to Mike in Burlington, Iowa. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Brad. I was just kind of wondering, considering the fact that Nancy Pelosi and Deborah Wasserman Schultz and Barack Obama.
Yes.
And Reince Priebus. The only guess I can have with that name is that his parents were listening to the commercial, "I want to rinse that man right out of my hair," and decided to name him from that.
Yeah.
But all of them called for Anthony Weiner to resign.
Right.
And yet none have called for the serial adulterer Newt Gingrich to pull out of the Republican race for president.
Right, right.
None have called for David Whoremonger Vitter to resign his Senate seat.
That's right.
Or none had called before Senator John Ensign, adulterer, resigned.
Yep.
And none have called for Senator Tom, is it Coburn?
Tom Coburn,
One that was being the bagman for Ensign.
That's right. He was negotiating with Senator John Ensign's paramour there, the Hamptons, about how much money he would pay, how much hush money he would pay them.
He
Tom Coburn
down to
was
$1.8 million from $8 million, didn't he?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was going to be $8 million, and then it got it down to I don't remember what the numbers are now, but
like $1.8 million. Because they were supposed to buy the house.
Yeah, but you know what? Tom Coburn gets to serve in the Senate. Anthony Weiner, who accidentally tweeted a private picture of his junk, he's got to go. He broke no laws. He didn't have to take criminal immunity, as I believe that Tom Coburn did, that I believe that he got in this case in exchange for his testimony.
But the cute thing is with Ensign, John Edwards is being indicted on campaign contributions because the money that came in to cover up his affair was now being called by the Obama Justice Department a campaign contribution, but the money put up by the people for Ensign apparently isn't.
Well, because it wasn't. What it was hush money and was used to hide a crime. Yeah, well, in one case it came from somebody else, and which is, you know, very tenuous. He's Edwards is challenging it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've got a criminal case here. We also have a criminal case in the case of Ensign, and I'm convinced in the case of Tom Coburn.
Yeah.
We certainly have a criminal case in the case of David Vitter, who continues to serve despite the fact that he, you know, was with prostitutes from one end of the country to the other and has admitted as much. But he gets to serve. Anthony Weiner doesn't. Because why, Mike? It's okay if you are a Republican. If you're a Democrat and you do these things, you got to go. You know that, Mike.
Yep.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call. I appreciate
it. Take care, then.
You bet. You too. Ooh, sounds like there's action tonight in Burlington, Iowa. 877-520-1150. Give us a call. We have a few more minutes if you want to get in. 877-520-1150. Oh, boy, look who it is. Calling from Los Angeles, somebody who goes by the name Lady Cab Driver. I believe this is Lady Cab Driver who showed up for the first time last night at the chat room during the show at the bradblog.com chat room. Is that you, Lady Cab Driver?
It is. It is. It's tis I.
Tis you.
The Lady Cab Driver. It is me.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to warn Tony here to keep your finger on the dump button because she said in the chat earlier that she was not going to call in because she can't. She can't avoid the F word. So,
well, I can. I was just, you know, somewhere my mother is listening going, I taught you better than this. You know how to behave in public.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But so basically, you know, everybody's in the chat room and trying to tell me to call in. And I'm like, I don't know what I would talk about other than I confronted a bankster the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yes. My name says Lady Cab Driver, and I do actually drive a cab in Los Angeles.
Right.
So I picked up a gentleman the other day from the airport, and, you know, we talk, and, you know, I try to talk to my customers when I really feel like talking. Usually I can be surly, but, you know, he seemed like an okay person, and I asked him, so what do you do? And he's like, I work for Bank of America. And I'm like, really? Really? I said, really? So tell me about TARP, you know, because I want to know where does this money go? Because the last time I checked, you know, wasn't it for bailouts? And, you know, the whole reasoning behind TARP is so the banks would be able to lend people money so they would avoid the Great Depression.
Right.
Stuff like that, because last time I checked, that was the whole point about it.
And yet they haven't landed.
And they haven't.
That's right. And so you held his feet to the fire. You said you guys haven't loaned any money. You're not releasing money. Did he agree with you?
Actually, he's like, wow, you're informed. I'm like, yes, black people do read.
Even black cab drivers.
Even black cab drivers. I guess a lot of times, you know, when a lot of people get in my cab, they're shocked for, you know, one thing, that I'm American and I speak English.
Yeah.
And I'm a woman, because as soon as somebody gets in my cab, they don't look. They automatically say, hey, dude, what's up? I'm like, not a dude. Like, oh, my God, I thought you were a guy. I'm like, you know, you can assume all you want, but that's what's wrong with people. Nobody pays attention. See,
ooh,
I caught myself.
I know what you did. All right. Listen, Lady Cab Driver, or LCD, as we're now calling you. LCD, did the Bank of America dude give you a good tip?
Oh, my God. Not only did he give me a good – well, when I asked him about the TARP thing, and I said, you know, I'm still I would really like to start my small business.
Yeah.
Because, you know, contrary to what Republicans say, large corporations are not the backbone of this country, and they do not provide jobs.
They're not the job creators.
They are the profit creators. They are the profit creators. Oh, no, they do create jobs, sweetie, but they're overseas.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. They're the job killers. They kill jobs. They send them overseas. Exactly.
I said small businesses are the job creators.
But you know what, LCD, they don't even create them overseas. They move them from here over to there. We create jobs when we go out and spend something, when we have money in our pockets to spend, when
who
we're not
money?
Being screwed. Nobody's got money. Well, you do after that Bank of America dude last night.
Actually, actually, so what I told him, I said, you know, sweetie, I would really like for you guys to release some money so a sister gal can start her own business, you know?
Right.
And he's like, well, you know, we're working on it. I'm like, you're not working on it. It's been how many years? How hard is it to say, lend Americans money so we can get this economy moving again? I'm just saying. So I picked, like I said, I picked him up from LAX, and I took him to Westlake Village, and it was a really nice fair. And, you know, we had a really good conversation. He wasn't a bad guy. And so finally, when he handed me the credit card, Bank of America corporate credit card, by the way, and I told him the fare, and I'm like, well, how much of that tarp money are you about to put back into my pocket for the tip?
Right.
I said, at least I could get tarp money somewhere.
And he took care of you, right?
And he took very good care of me, by the way.
Good. Well, that's the least he can do.
Because
it was your money in the first place when you gave it to him through the tarp. Hey, LCD, I got to run. I got to get to a commercial, but I'm delighted to hear from you. I'm delighted that you found Mike Malloy finally. I don't know where the hell you've been.
I don't know. Under a rock in the haze of laudanum or something like that, opium den. I don't know.
Or
but
something.
I'm out.
All right. I'm glad you found us. Stay in touch. Great to hear from you, and thanks for not using the F-bomb even once.
I do my best.
All right. Go. Thanks. Thanks, LCD. Talk to you later. And
you
bet. Go say hi to LCD if you like. They're over in the chat room where that'll be up for another 20 minutes or so until they throw us out of this studio. Your calls, more of your calls ahead. 877-520-1150. Your last chance to get in. Brad, in for Malloy. Stay with us.
I was born in these woods.
Once there was a way to get back homeward. Once there was a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
My thanks tonight to engineer Tony Sorrentino, or T-Sor as we now call him, out at LA's K-Talk AM 1150. Thank you, T-Sor. Producer, screener, what else does she do? Chat room mistress, Desi Doyen. Thanks, Des. Appreciate it. Also, thanks to Jeannie Dean for mistressing as well tonight over in the bradblog.com chat room. And let's see, who else here? If you're listening on MikeMalloy.com, please stay tuned tonight for Head On with Bob Kincaid, although I believe John Fox is sitting in for him as Bob is at the Netroots Nation. Also, thanks to my guests tonight, Jeannie Devon and Ken Morris, co-authors of Blind Allegiance, to Sarah Palin. And, of course, my thanks to Mike and Kathy Malloy. As always, thanks for having me. Let's get to some phones as quickly as we can here in these last very few minutes of the show tonight. Tim in Detroit, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Sir, what is on your mind, Tim?
Well, before I get to my main point, I wanted to point out that the reactors in Fukushima, they actually have containment walls. And, of course, most of the nuclear power plants in the United States don't. So when one of our plants goes for real, it's going to be much more disastrous.
Okay. I'm not sure about that. So you're saying,
I think Dar Jamel talks about that, I think, in the website.
I think that we have the walls, too. Unlike Chernobyl, I think that a lot of those designs that we have, the GE design that is being used, the Mark II or whatever it is out there in Fukushima, that we also have walls. But you know what? Doesn't matter when you're talking about nuclear radiation.
They're
melts through everything. Tim, what was your main point? Only because I'm short on time.
I wanted to ask, and I'm sure that's also on your website, too, in more detail, but how much of the elections in 2010 were frankly switched over due to election fraud? I mean, has anybody done any study about that?
Problem is, because of the way we count votes in this country, in this nation, on electronic voting systems, that people are not allowed to oversee, whether it's optical scan systems that use paper ballots or touchscreen systems, that it's literally impossible to ever assure that it's been counted correctly. We don't know. We are currently fighting to oversee our own elections. We are currently fighting for democracy, for self-governance, and That's damn difficult to do when you got private companies who use voting electronic voting systems that count in secret and don't allow anyone to look at those systems because they're proprietary trade secrets in our public elections.
So our elections in the U.S. these days, I mean, they're sort of like, they might not be democratic at all. It all might be election fraud, basically.
It well could be. Yep. You betcha. Go read at bradblog.com. I've written an article or two on the matter. You'll find a lot of stuff over there, Tim. Thanks. I'm going to try to get to as many calls here as I can. I do appreciate your call, though. Let me get to, Kevin in Portsmouth, Massachusetts. Oh, home of voter fraud criminal Mitt Romney. Kevin, what's on your mind, brother? I only got a minute or so here.
Hey, how's it going? I'm a very right-wing thinker that you'd call. But I think everybody's missing the main point on the Wiener scandal, so-called scandal.
Yeah.
It's not the fact that, okay, he took these pictures. Who really cares? The main point is for about a week he was lying to the people, the American people and all that. I don't care if he's a Democrat, independent, or Republican. If he's lying and saying this isn't true and mm-hmm. that he was hacked,
yeah.
You should step down no matter what.
Really?
I don't care who it is.
Really?
I do.
You don't care who it is? You don't
no,
care.
I don't care.
So when
I don't care.
Okay, I got you, Kevin, and I'm only because I'm short on time, and I wish you right winger folks would call earlier. But so when George W. Bush said we found WMD in Iraq, when he lied to the American people and the world about that, you called for him to step down as well, right?
No, actually, I was deployed to Iraq, and we did find traces of WMD.
Traces of WMD. So you called for Bush to step down then, right? When he lied about that.
No. No, sir, because we did find traces and suspected, not devices, but pieces that could be used.
Really?
As.
What did we find?
They found tubes that could be held as...
aluminum tubes!
No, sir, they were tubes that could be sunken down and then sent into the ports and used as WMDs.
Really? Tubes?
Yes, sir.
Tubes. We found tubes. All right. Well, I didn't know. I kind of thought he lied and thousands of Americans died and that you need to step down when you lie. When he lied about leaking the identity of a CIA agent for the first time ever. But you know what? Oh, well. Hey, Kevin, thanks.
No,
I'm sorry.
Got to go.
Sorry. I'm at the end of the hour. It's not that I didn't want to cut you off there. But call us on Monday. I'll be back. Until then, see us at bradblog.com. Brad Friedman out. Keep it lit.